Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 3rd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our May patron. That's right, you heard it here first, or probably not first. It is May 3rd, so if you haven't heard, it's May. You're a few days behind, but not to worry. We're here to let you know it is May. So May is here. We're looking for our May patron. Thank you to everyone who supported us during this wild time. We're in a global pandemic right now, and I hope the Gamers In content is helping you through it, whether it's listening to the Gamers In or listening to Summoner's Call or any podcast that Jocelyn or I co-host or produce. So Angry Chicken, Zombies Ate My Podcast, Dungeons and Diapers, all that fun stuff. We do it so people can listen to it. So we do thank everyone for their support, whether it's through Patreon or just tweeting at us or even talking to us in Discord. We really appreciate it. Speaking of the Gamers In, this is going to be one of those weeks where I haven't played anything new. As much as I was looking forward to Gears Tactics, I just haven't been able to pull myself away from XCOM Chimera Squad. I'm just really enjoying being back in that world, and the changes they've made to that game have been really interesting and streamline the experience too. I think it makes it quicker, so I've been doing more missions as opposed to doing like one mission then stepping away. But yeah, it's different. It's by no means is this what I want, excuse me, for XCOM 3. I want XCOM 3 to be a proper sequel, but I love this side experiment. If they're going to do more of these like standalone experiences, I think that would be really cool. So I hope to see that in the near future. But, you know, Animal Crossing, still poking in. I spent like a million bells today on turnips, so we'll see how that goes. Maybe next week on the Gamers In, I'll be cursing the turnip market. We'll see how that goes. But I think it's going to be a pretty beefy news section this week. I'll run through the stories. So obviously, we got Assassin's Creed Valhalla announced, and that's going to be coming out holiday 2020. They did not confirm a date, but they did confirm platforms: PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and PC. So look forward to that. This is an Assassin's Creed based on Vikings, the Viking era. So you play a Viking, choose between male and female. The trailer did focus on the male side of things, but we did get our first look at the female version of the main character with the collector's edition. It's good that they're continuing down that path, because very clearly in Odyssey, Cassandra was the best choice when it came to whether playing female or male. She's just, in my mind, a more interesting addition of that character, or edition, I should say. Other news here, Nintendo will delay its typical E3 Direct broadcast. So this comes from Nintendo directly communicating with their partners, saying, hey, we're going to need more time for our stuff. So if you need to announce, certainly go ahead. Don't wait for us. So if there were some third parties that were looking to jump on the Nintendo Direct bandwagon, they're saying to them, certainly wait around for us. They're probably looking at a late summer, August timeframe. So if that 35th anniversary of Mario collection is going to launch in September, because that's when Super Mario Brothers launched I think my math's right on that. Anyways, they're saying that we'll probably get all the news dropped in August, and then we'll get it in September if the release stays true. So it sounds like, the rumor is at least, that we will not get a E3 Direct style broadcast in June from Nintendo. Do we get nothing? I have no idea. I'm sure we'll get something, because literally there's nothing on Nintendo's sort of release schedule after Animal Crossing. You know, there's no major platform release outside of Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, which is a remake of a Wii game. It looks like a solid remake or a solid remaster, but it's no Animal Crossing. It's no major Nintendo release. And we usually get one at some point in the summer. Last year, we got two of them. We got Super Mario Maker 2 and we got Fire Emblem Three Houses. So we'll see what that brings. On the tail of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Xbox Series X is going to unveil next-gen gameplay from our third-party partners on Thursday, May 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern. So not the next-gen reveal of first-party games, but this is the next-gen reveal of third-party games. So this will give us an idea of what games are going to look like on Xbox Series X, but by extension, also on the PS5, because again, those games are targeting next-gen consoles, not just Xbox Series X. Now, I could be wrong. They could be Xbox Series X exclusives, but I'm pretty sure we're going to get footage of games like Assassin's Creed Valhalla that are going to play on both consoles. So look forward to that. And for PC gamers, it gives you an idea of what your games are going to look like going forward now that developers are hitting next-gen hardware targets. So look forward to that. And finally, Jeff Keighley, alongside IM8Bit, they both exited E3 before its cancellation due to COVID-19. They're going to be doing a Summer Game Fest, which will go from May till August, starting with the Xbox Series X gameplay reveal I talked about. Now, this is sort of it feels like a collection. So it's a directory of announcements that you can be a part of. And they announced a list of publishers that are going to be starting off in phase one. Nintendo was not on that list. Jeff Keighley did an AMA on Reddit, and a lot of people asked about Nintendo, and Jeff Keighley's response was, when Nintendo's ready and when Nintendo wants to be a part of this, they're certainly welcome. So it sounds like he had conversations with Nintendo, but they're not ready to commit. And that was, you know, the phase one sort of announcement, and that phase one is May and early reveals in May. But this is not just going to include like digital showcases and unveils via streams. This is also going to include playable demos and also a Game Fest style feel like they did with the holiday Game Fest for the Game Awards. So you're going to see not only on Steam, but Xbox is getting in on the fun too with downloads. So it should be really interesting. I love Jeff Keighley's work. I think he's going to be coming out with a Final Hours doc for Half-Life Alyx and what Val's been up to over the last, you know, 5-6 years. So it's going to be interesting. I like his work. I like his work with E3. I like his work with Gamescom. So essentially E3 is gone, and filling that void is what Jeff Keighley's doing with Summer Game Fest. IGN's doing some fun stuff too. But this is healthy for the industry. This is good. So I really hope it goes well, and it really shows that these companies can put their digital foot forward and maybe leave behind this like stale, rigid trade show feel, you know? Especially, again, it's just, we're going to talk about it. I think it'll be really cool to see what this ends up being. And I like Jeff Keighley. I like his work. So I have faith that this is going to be really cool. For Summoner's Call, we are talking about the legendary Hero Banner, which is honestly amazing. But we're also talking about the Golden Week celebration, which has laid a big egg and not a golden one. It's really lackluster, pours a lot of sort of resources into a banner that is running alongside the legendary banner and pales in comparison. So we talk about that, but we spend some time on Game Club as well, so continuing our Sacred Stones adventures. As for upcoming game releases, Forza Street is coming to iOS and Android on May 5th. That was a Windows 10 app, phone app for a while. John Wick Hex is leaving PC and coming over to PlayStation 4 on the 5th as well. Void Bastards, Xbox and PC exclusive, now coming to PS4 and Switch on May 7th. Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, PlayStation 4 and Switch on May 12th. Gotta love that game. I might have to check this one out if the price is right. I played a lot of it. I don't think I owned it. I think we rented it a bunch of times. Pod racing. It's amazing. I forgot the line from Star Wars. The Wonderful 101 Remastered on Switch, May 19th. I believe that one's going to be digital only, as the physical copies have been delayed. So keep that in mind. Maneater, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. That's on the 22nd of May. That's a shark RPG. I think Jocelyn's going to be all over that one. I'll have to remind her that's coming out. Minecraft Dungeons, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. I was earlier reporting this as an April 30th release. That was old info. It's actually been delayed to May 26th. And Dungeon Defenders Awakened on PC, May 28th. BioShock The Collection, Borderlands Legacy Collection or Legendary Collection and XCOM 2 Collection coming May 29th to the Switch. So that's that 2K bundle. And I don't know if the XCOM 2 includes War of the Chosen. I hope it would, but judging by the lack of a Legendary or Ultimate Collection, it could just be the XCOM 2 original release. We'll have to see about that. And finally, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition comes to Switch on May 29th. Whew. So that's May. Hopefully June has some releases. I know I know one big one off the top of my head that's coming in June, which is the new expansion for Elder Scrolls Online. So we're going to look forward to that. I believe it's Skyrim-based too, so a lot of people are going to be digging into that one. But be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. We discuss Animal Crossing. There's a new Animal Crossing channel, so if you're looking for, you know, turnip advice and turnip dodo codes, man, it's all there. Turnip mania. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.